Hi everyone, my name is Mitchell Icrisoto and I'm a graduate student at Wilfrid Laurier University in Ontario, Canada. And today we're here to talk about hydrogen peroxide in controlled environmental plant production. In particular, I'm going to be speaking about how to use hydrogen peroxide within irrigation systems to control pathogens and the effects that it will have on various varieties of microgreens, lettuce, cucumbers, and tomatoes. In particular, we're going to be looking at how it affects their growth. Now, I'm sure we've all used hydrogen peroxide to clean our wounds at home after buying it from the drugstore. Now, that concentration is about 3%. To put it in perspective, hydrogen peroxide products used in irrigation systems to control pathogens, generally such as xylitol, Sanidate, or X3, they are diluted from a concentration of about 28 to 35% down to about 100 parts per million, or 0.001%. So based on this, I decided to investigate how hydrogen peroxide, a pure form of it used in food grade production, would affect the growth of different microgreens, tomatoes, lettuces, and cucumbers, as I said before, when applied both to the foliage of the crops or as part of a hydroponic system, so applied directly to the roots. Based on this, I decided to come up with two research objectives, the first of which being to characterize the effects of daily foliar spray, so applying hydrogen peroxide from a backpack sprayer onto the cotyledons of organic microgreens and the leaves of lettuce seedlings. And then for my second experiment, we'll get to later, was going to be investigating how repeated hydrogen peroxide applications in solution culture will affect the whole plant growth of cucumber, tomato, and lettuce. So to get to the first experiment, as I previously stated, this was a foliar spray experiment. On the right here, we have a picture of the experimental setup. And this involved three microgreen species, which were radish, arugula, and sunflower, and three lettuce cultivars, all of which were an oak leaf lettuce, one of which was Othili, which was a light green color, Rucsai, which was a dark purple colored lettuce, which you will see when we get to the pictures later on, and Zandra lettuce, which was sort of a mixture between green and red colors. We chose to apply 8 hydrogen peroxide concentrations, ranging from 0 to 200 parts per million, or milligrams per liter, and these were mixed directly into deionized water and applied once per day as part of a foliar spray. Now, the reason we used a foliar spray application was because where I'm from in southwestern Ontario, growers for lettuce seedlings and growers for microgreens will commonly top irrigate their product throughout the entire lifespan for the microgreens or for the first 3 weeks of the lettuce seedling growth. For those of you who don't know, microgreens are the stage just after sprouting in a plant, and they are harvested at anywhere from 7 to 20 days of growth. So once the cotyledons have fully emerged and before the true leaves have fully emerged as a general reference point. So as you can see here, microgreens are seeded in very shallow trays. So for each of the one tray of microgreens here, we decided to split it into two different treatment plots, which is what you're seeing with the little tags there. And each treatment plot received one foliar spray per day for 30 seconds at a pressure of 35 psi coming out of the backpack sprayer. So based on what we saw after we harvested the arugula from 11 days of growth and the lettuce after 21 days of growth, these two species provided the most obvious examples of damage. As you can see here, we created a damage index that was customized for this sort of application. As we previously had found in the research, nothing existed to characterize this on these certain species. Starting from the left, we have level 0, where you can see that there is no damage. And then once you get to level 1, the damage begins to occur around the outer edges of both the microgreens, and it's a little hard to see, but on the tips of the lettuce leaf there, you can see the little spots where the hydrogen peroxide has actually degraded the leaf surface. And then we progress slowly through level 2 to where it has moved inwards from the outer edges of the leaf. Level 3, where the damage becomes a little deeper into the actual leaf itself and where it's progressed to about 50% way down the leaf. And then once we reach level 4 on the far end there, you can see with both the lettuce and the arugula that damage has progressed past 50% down the center of the cotyledon or leaf and has basically taken over the entirety of the leaf. Now, because we had this damage index established, we were then able to look at individual leaves and assign and determine the amount of damage that occurred on either each lettuce seedling or on each microgreen tray plot. So to do this, we looked at the individual lettuce seedlings and we simply counted the number of leaves which had any of the damage index values previously assigned to them other than zero. So anything from 1 to 4 was counted as a number of damaged leaves, and then based on the total number of leaves, we were able to create a percentage. As you can see here, the percentage is increased with the number of with the concentration of hydrogen peroxide and progressively get higher. Now it's interesting to note that from about 100 to 150 parts per million of hydrogen peroxide, within both of these representative species, you can see that the percentage of leaves has almost doubled from around 20% in the arugula to almost 40%. And then you can see the corresponding damage index values on the right side here. And then we have, for the lettuce species, we have the exact same metrics here. On the left, we have our percentage of damaged leaves, and on the right side, we have our damage index values. And a similar effect occurred within the percentage of damaged leaves and the damage index values for the lettuce, where from 100 to 150 parts per million, the number of leaves or the damage index value almost doubled. Now, this is significant for growers because these are high-value crops that are sold based on their fresh weights and their leaf areas. So, particularly for the arugula, we found that hydrogen peroxide actually did not have any effect on the fresh weights, dry weights, or the leaf areas for any of the species tested within this experiment. So you guys here can see this for both well, you can't see it, but it happened for both the arugula and the Rooksai lettuce shown here. And we also tested three other species, or with the other four species within the experiment, there was also no effect on fresh weights or dry weights. Now, I chose to use both the arugula and the Rooksai lettuce because these were the most obvious damage examples. You could clearly see the effects of hydrogen peroxide on these. Within the other species, it was much harder to see, particularly for green leaf lettuce, where, as you can see with the arugula, you have a bit of reflection off where the light from the camera was taking. But with the green leaf lettuce and the radish and the sunflower and the other species of lettuce, which was Zandra, you could not see it at all. You basically were required to inspect the leaf from about a distance of 2 inches. So this has important implications for growers when they're trying to market these crops. If consumers can see the damage on the leaves, they're much less likely to buy them. So basically, because we had such a hard time seeing them, we contacted a professional grower who also supported the study, and they determined that they were even having a hard time seeing them at level 3 and above. So they were thinking that anything up to level 2 would be acceptable to show to consumers. Now, whether this translates into market price, we did not investigate, but it is very interesting nonetheless. Okay, so some of our key findings from this first experiment were that damage symptoms manifested in the same patterns across all 5 of the affected species. I should mention that sunflower cotyledons were unaffected by any of the hydrogen peroxide sprays. Their growth was also not affected. But we're not sure exactly why that happened. We suspect that it was due to the thickness of the cuticle on sunflower cotyledons. As many of you probably know, when you're growing them, they grow very quickly, and they emerge. The cotyledons, when they emerge from the seeds, are already much thicker than any of these other species. However, even though damage symptoms being the DI value, manifested in similar patterns across the various crops, the degree to which damage affected each crop was unique. Because of this, when we're assigning thresholds for hydrogen peroxide use, we were forced to assign a unique threshold to each crop based on a combination of the damage index and percentage values, percentage of damaged leaves. If you were to just simply look at how the leaf surface was affected or the percentage of leaves that were damaged on a tray surface, you would probably inaccurately characterize the damage you were seeing, and that might lead to a more damaged product going out to consumers. How that would affect post-harvest, we're not entirely sure, and those would be some next research steps we would like to take. Okay, and then marketable traits were unaffected by damaged spray. Here you can see our foliar spray hydrogen peroxide applications. For radish, we had 150 milligrams per liter, as it was less affected than the other species. Arugula was 100 milligrams per liter. Othili was 125, and Rooksai was 75 milligrams, and Zandra was 125 milligrams per liter. Okay, now we're on to the second experiment. I'll have to go a little faster. We're going to investigate how the repeated peroxide applications in solution culture affect the whole plant growth of cucumber, tomato, and lettuce. So for this experiment, we picked three very popular species within southwestern Ontario. We have picowell cucumbers, which are a small seedless variety. We have Maxifort tomato, which is very important because it's, as far as I know, it's an important grafting rootstock for tomatoes. And then we have Little Gem, which is a romaine lettuce variety. Now, we applied 8 hydrogen peroxide concentrations from 0 to 400 milligrams per liter to these plants. We mixed these directly into the nutrient solution that the plants were being provided, and we applied 4 applications on a 5-day interval, so there was a 20-day total application period. This was a relatively short experiment due to time constraints within the research greenhouses I was using at the University of Guelph. We would have liked to take them farther into fruiting, but for future reference, the concentrations I'm going to recommend at the end as thresholds are only applicable to these plants at a younger growth stage. They're not applicable to necessarily to the mature plants. Okay, so first thing is the hydroponic experiment was the cucumber roots. As you can clearly see, as hydrogen peroxide concentration increased from 0 to 400 milligrams per liter, the roots were severely affected in both their growth, the number of lateral roots that they produced, and starting at about 75 milligrams per liter, there was actually a thickening of the root tips, which started to progress up towards the base where the roots emerged from the rockwool cube. Now, assigning thresholds for each of these cucumber, tomato, and lettuce species was difficult because no two species, responded in the exact same way to hydrogen peroxide. So because of this, we were forced to investigate whole plant growth of cucumbers within the experiment when assigning a threshold. So as you can see on the left, root length continuously decreased with increasing hydrogen peroxide. The above-ground dry weights of cucumber also decreased, and the leaf areas as well. But what's interesting to note is there was actually a bit of a therapeutic effect from hydrogen peroxide applications at low concentrations from 0 to 25 milligrams per liter, and that continued across all of the cucumber growth trends for above plant growth. Now, notice here that I don't have root dry weights, which we took. Those were actually not showed no significant differences based on an analysis of variance, despite seeing here that there was a clear decrease in root size. Okay. For tomatoes, again, you can see a similar sort of effect. You have a decreasing of lateral branching, roots becoming thicker, in particular from 200 to 400 milligrams per liter. Now, it's interesting for tomato, when we established a threshold, the above-ground growth decreased significantly at 200 parts per million or milligrams per liter or higher of hydrogen peroxide. That made establishing a threshold much easier, and you can ignore the below-ground root effects. For lettuce, this is probably where we saw the clearest indication of hydrogen peroxide phytotoxicity and also the clearest promotion of growth. From 0 to 25 milligrams per liter, there was actually a significant increase in root length and root dry weights. But then it rapidly decreased from 50 to 400 milligrams per liter, where you experienced a color change and then a actual thickening and bleaching effect of hydrogen peroxide at higher concentrations. So lettuce was the only species we were able to take all the way from seedling through to basically harvest, which would have been at a production stage after 7 weeks of total growth. So based on this, we chose to assign our thresholds on a basis of fresh weight and leaf area, as these are the most marketable traits for growers to sell to consumers. So, key findings here, cucumber tomato thresholds were based more on whole crop growth, where tomato showed a clear decline at 200 milligrams per liter. Lettuce thresholds were based on their marketable traits of their fresh weights and their leaf areas. Cucumber roots exhibited the most significant and obvious damage symptoms, and most importantly, repeated hydrogen peroxide treatments did not cause mortality over short time frames. We saw no plant death throughout the entire experiment. Our concentrations are 100 for Picowell, 200 for Maxifort, and 300 for Little Gem Lettuce. And thank you to my supporting institutions.